Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
The news is live on Joy 99.7 in Accra, on Love 99.5 in Kumasi. We're also live in all 16 regions of Ghana, Bishara Radio Tamale, Sky FM Shinyane, and Radio Free Dandenong. We're also live on X Spaces, Facebook Livestream, and My Joy Online Interactive app. The midday news is sponsored by Petrosol, your clean fuel in full quantity. Petrosol, always a delightful experience. Also brought to you by Duo Plus Ghana Limited, producers of quality PVC and HDPE pipe. And water tank, the only water storage tank with a level indicator where Dura Plus goes, water flows. This afternoon, disrespectful, unfortunate, and total disregard for the well-being of Ghanaians. Yeah, affected consumers and unidentifiable groups descend on Electricity Company of Ghana for the unexplained power outages in the country.
He has consistently denied that there is no shortfall. That for me is extremely disrespectful.
Clearly, it's just as the lack of leadership, the quality leadership that we were promised by this government.
ECG has bullied us. ECG has disrespected us.
Also, we'll hear from Finance Minister describing as disturbing the current state of the energy sector.
The current outages is quite disturbing. We are not happy about it ourselves.
But this is enough. We'll tell you ECG's attitude towards the cash waterfall mechanism and the directive to operate a single account, but the doomsaw has found its way onto the pulpit.
Now, this electricity thing is revealing how flawed our leadership is. What kind of nonsense is this? I don't understand. What kind of leadership is this?
We have details of that. Also coming up, Finance Minister expresses huge optimism that the IMF board will meet in June and approve the disbursement of the much-needed $360 million after significant progress in deal with external creditors.
Do not have any reason to suggest that the board will miss that. Essentially, we have agreed to all that we need to do for the board to go. The only outstanding issue is what I talked about, the draft MOU from the official creditors.
We have details of his news conference at the end of the spring meetings in Washington, D.C., saying the economy has shown resilience and is rebounding.
Economic growth performance ended the year 2023 at 2.9%. Growth has been robust. Inflation declined by 30.9 percentage points. The city has also stabilized strongly.
Also, investigations underway at the UPSA after a cleaner jumped from the seventh floor of a hostel building following allegations he raped a female student. We have details of that and have sports.
Heart of Oak coach Abubakar Ouattara laments player quality as the Phobians now sit just 4 points above the relegation zone.
Much later in the bulletin, lack of state-of-the-art facilities, inadequate funding and many others plaguing Ghana's theatre industry. We'll bring you a hearing from experts on what can be done to revive the theatre culture in the country.
Just being in that industry, knowing that, you know, the cost will be, you know, ridiculous. And I always say that we don't even pay what the actors and the performers deserve.
Details of these and more coming up with me, Mami Sinyamiche Thompson. Please don't go away. This afternoon, power outages last week and over the weekend were intense, unrelenting, and as usual, there was no communication from the Electricity Company of Ghana, leaving consumers confused. It is unclear when this nightmare will end, but the Finance Minister, Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam, has announced new measures to deal with the current power supply challenges as well as the financial issues of sector players. Key among them is the Electricity Company of Ghana now required to operate a single account for revenue collections. The finance minister gave details at a press conference in Washington, D.C. on the sidelines of the IMF World Bank spring meetings in Washington.
The energy sector continues to be our Achilles heel, and the current outages is quite disturbing. We are not happy about it ourselves. But the problems in the energy sector have accumulated for years. We have addressed some of these challenges, but some of them are also emerging that needs immediate attention. To bring accountability and transparency to bear on the cash waterfall mechanism, we have started auditing the cash waterfall, and we are also required to publish the findings from the audit. We've already done one audit and we've published the findings. We are going to continue to do that so that we can bring transparency and accountability so that all revenues meant for the cash waterfall goes to the cash waterfall for the purpose for which it was created. We've also established a single collection account. Therefore, ECG will not collect revenue through the many accounts that they operate. Everything will come through a single collection account, so it is easier for all of us to track.
And you heard Energy Minister Mohamed Amin Adam. So what's the Electricity Company of Ghana's attitude towards the cash flow mechanism and the directive to operate a single account? The ECG, in a response to the PURC, provided some answers. But does it address the core issue? Let's delve into it with my colleague Kweku Asante. He joins me in studio. Kweku, does the ECG address the cash waterfall mechanism in the communication to PURC?
Well, Mamisi, this statement from the ECG dwelled heavily on the cash waterfall mechanism, but particularly about what they call the breach of natural justice.
Mm-hmm.
But they talk about the cash waterfall mechanism, and they say that the determination by the PURC seeking to enforce the cash waterfall mechanism, and they understand, is that this mechanism, in the way it was set up,
mm-hmm.
the Ministry of Finance, together with the Supervisory Ministry, the Ministry of Energy, managing now ECG, and in supplying this electricity, value chains are all to be paid through the cash waterfall mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
And it is strictly a policy directive aimed at ensuring that all actors in the electricity value chain are paid. According to ECG, they are doing as much as they can to comply with the directives on the cash waterfall mechanism. They say that the right of PURC to impose regulatory charges arise only under LI 2413, and thus PURC cannot apply Section 32 of Act 538. So ECG is explaining
mm-hmm.
that whilst there may be issues with the cash waterfall mechanism, they were not happy with the PURC imposing a charge on them by virtue of so-called breach of the cash waterfall mechanism.
All right, Kweku, what about the demand to operate a single account?
Well, all they say regarding that in the system, again, in this statement that they put out mm-hmm. to the ECG, again, goes back to the point of the cash waterfall mechanism. And they talk about the failure to submit monthly bank statement. They say that when required by the commission on a reasonable notice, a public utility shall deliver to the commission the contracts, reports of engineers, documents, books, accounts, etc. And they are relying on Section 2243 of Act 538, which provides him. We also know that the IMF deal that we have now currently
mm-hmm.
instructs ECG to actually operate a single bank account. If you look at the documents it's submitted, they had actually breached that. They were operating multiple accounts and have not offered any new assurances to the PURC or the Energy Ministry or to anybody for that matter that they are going to operate by a single account.
Thank you very much, Kweku Asante. Let's hear from some identifier groups. An executive director of the Africa Center for Energy Policy, Ben Boacha, says there's a lack of transparency in the operations of ECG.
And even in today's times where people are paying prepaid, you give your money to ECG expecting power. You're not expecting the light to be off because you are prepaid, all right? And that prepayment is a contract. They have to deliver service to you. And yet, having given them that money, you still have to go find another money to look for fuel to be able to run your genset. That is an extra burden on the consumer, and that requires a regulator to be functional and effective in protecting the consumer who is being battered into today's reality. I see the need to be transparent. They need to be accountable. And also for the people to know how poorly we are managing the energy sector, which we've been sounding this alarm for so long to do. We know that there is a shortfall. ECG has consistently denied that there is no shortfall. And that for me is extremely disrespectful. We know that there is a consuming public, to the over 32 million Ghanaians who are expecting power from the utilities.
Well, last week, the ECG, in a response to PRC's fine imposed on its board members, rejected the directive, citing lack of a fair hearing in the matter. But two private legal practitioners, Martin Pigbu and Laptik Apanga, expressed disappointment with ECG's failure to apologize for the current state of affairs.
I even thought that their own letter would even be apologetic, would say that, look, we are raising this issue. I don't think I saw something like that. It's as if you just want to talk law, law, law. Don't forget that law to emanate from society. You can see that ECG has bullied us. ECG has disrespected us. They, together with the Minister for Energy, Matthew Opoku-Prempeh, ECG has totally disregarded our wishes, etc.
They are putting the rest of us in a very uncomfortable situation. Very, very uncomfortable in the sense that here we are not having regular power supply. We don't even have a time to regulate how when power will flow. So that
well, you had private legal practitioners Martin Pebu and Laptik Apanga. Former chairman of the PURC, Kwame Pienim, wants the commission to step up its regulatory duties and ensure total compliance from the ECG despite the pushback.
Ghana, a country of law and order, this PURC move is important. Whether it is implemented or not, it signals to directors that you are officers of the company. You know, obeying a contract is not a day-to-day affair. Directors are responsible. Directors approve contracts and then designate who should sign the contract. If you are chairman of the board of a company, you have a lot of responsibility.
Well, in our Dumsu series, the intermittent power outages continues to have a devastating effect on businesses across the country. These essential businesses are grappling with stalled production, financial losses, and mounting frustration. In our latest episode, we put the spotlight on the milling industry, which is responsible for processing some of our favorite staple foods, but has begun to suffer setbacks due to the Dumsu. Kenneth Jussi has more.
Seated alone in his milling shop, Samson waits on ECG to restore the light that was taken several hours ago. This has become a regular occurrence at Asufa, near Ofanko Barrier in the Greater Accra region and other parts of the country. Lights go off at unexpected times, with no one knowing when it will be restored. Samson mills corn, tomatoes and kenke. His customers come to his shop as early as 4 a.m., and that's usually the period the lights go off the most.
Because it's a money thing. They have to come and grind and then go and make sure that they prepare for their children for school. So that's how they come early. So when they come and then the light is off, it worries them.
When customers bring their dry meals to Samson's shop for milling, or Samson buys one himself for the same purpose and there is no power, they leave it in his care, in anticipation that the light will be restored by the time they return. But that is not always the case. This often results in the items going bad due to how delicate and tender they are. The customers lose money, and so does Samson.
Sometimes when you go and buy the ice kink, the kinky for the ice kinky, and then the customers come and buy, and then unfortunately the light is off, and they go back, that means that the next day you cannot use the kinky again. It will spoil, so you have to go and buy another one. So that means that money is just gone. You will not get anything at the end of the day. The maize too, the corn too, when you soak it, let's say 3 days, and then unfortunately the light is off, you realize that though you get, you can grind it and then get it, or but you cannot get the quantity that, that you want, because it will reduce. It is too much soaked, so it will reduce the quantity that you are expecting. So that means that whatever you're supposed to get out of it, or let's assume that maybe if you sell it, you get like 200 Ghana cedis, it may reduce to 100 Ghana cedis or 150.
Assofa and its surrounding communities are known for experiencing erratic power outages, popularly known as dumso. This was evident when the news team arrived in the community at around 2 in the afternoon. The lights were off and had been so since the dawn of that day. Their plea for a dumso timetable seems to have fallen on deaf ears. For Joy News, Kenneth Jesse.
Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam says nothing will stop Ghana from getting IMF board approval to unlock the much-needed $360 million expected to further stabilize the economy. The finance minister's optimism stems from what he says is the significant progress made in negotiations with external creditors to restructure their debt, a key condition to secure the release of the funds. Addressing journalists at the end of the IMF World Bank spring meetings, Dr. Amin Adam said the bilateral credit creditors have circulated an MOU signifying that a deal is in the offing.
Our bilateral creditors and the Eurobonds from George, I have to tell you that I'm very optimistic that we will reach a very durable agreement. As far as the bilateral creditors are concerned, you know that we reached an agreement in principle, but we had to now formalize the agreement. And the indication we have is that the OCC has shared the draft MOU with their members, and they are about sharing the draft with us. And so as soon as we get the draft and we are fine with it, that will mean we have an agreement.
Well, Dr. Amin also says the current IMF deal has significantly stabilized the economy, citing inflation and the cedi, which he says is regaining strength against major trading currencies.
Economic growth.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Performance ended the year 2023 at 2.9%. I mean, it shows that growth has been robust. In the macroeconomic performance, inflation declined by 30.9 percentage points from 54% end 2022 to currently 25.8% in March 2024. The cedi has also stabilized strongly against major currencies. This year, year to date, 2024, the cedi depreciated by just 8.3%, and this compared with 21.5% same time in 2023.
Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam is Minister of Finance. Let's take you on the full lines now and speak to economist Professor Lord Mensah of the University of Ghana Business School. We're grateful for your time here. First, do you share the finance minister's optimism that Ghana can get a board approval by June to secure the release of the much-needed $360 million?
Yes, of course. If you look at the process and where we've gotten to, which has to do with, having a memorandum of understanding with these external creditors, obviously June is quite, you know, a realistic date for us to secure a deal with these external creditors.
And the minister also says the economy is rebounding. Is that accurate in your estimation?
Well, the economy may be rebounding, but then we have to also take into perspective, I mean, this is an economy that is not in full scale of its external debt service. You know, we have suspended our external debt service. And whatever, you know, the case may be, external debt service will require dollar. So there will be more demand on the dollar, which will call for, you know, high price for the dollar. And as a result, we get, you know, the currency reacting to it. So effectively, I would have waited to, you know, get the government fully in its debt service before I can, you know, comment on some of these indicators, because we know these indicators are related. When you talk about inflation, the pass-through effect of the exchange rate is inflation. And obviously, once, you know, you are not servicing your debt and there's no full-scale demand of dollar on the market, we can't comment that much on, you know, the exchange rate and then the, I mean, inflation that we are recording.
We're grateful for your time. Professor Lord Mensah is with the University of Ghana Business School. Now to some grim news. Authorities at the University of Professional Studies Accra have launched investigations into the death of a cleaner who is said to have jumped from the seventh floor of a hostel building after being accused of raping a female student. Joy News' Rejoice Semefa Kpesu has been following this and joins us with details. She's on the line with us. Semefa, what more do we know about this incident?
Right, Mami. So the incident happened on Saturday morning at the UPSA hostel. The victim is a level-handed student, and the perpetrator is said to be a cleaner on the same floor that the girl is lodging. And according to the victim, they were still sleeping in the morning when the incident happened. So two of her roommates were already out of the room. So the door was opened, and then the perpetrator barged in on them. So he pulled the legs of the girl sleeping on top of her, I mean the top bed, and then she started shouting. So she went out to seek for help, and then the perpetrator locked the door and jumped on the girl sleeping on the down bed. That is how they were struggling, and he was also struggling to penetrate the girl. So he was already naked and was only in a singlet. So he pulled the girl to the balcony of the room, that is the back of the room, and then the boys in the hostel came in and they broke the door to actually rescue the girl. And the perpetrator jumped from the seventh floor of the hostel and lost his life.
Do we know what the authorities are currently doing about the situation?
So they are currently in a meeting and they have not said anything on the case.
And has the police been informed yet?
I followed up at the Lankwantanan Madina police station and they said they've not logged any rape incident from the school. So I believe once management is done with their meeting, we'll hear something.
Thank you. Semefa Kpesu is there at UPSA reporting on this grim information. And you're still listening to the Midday News live on Joy 99.7 FM. And over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions. We'll take a break. When we return, we have sports and also lack of state-of-the-art facilities, inadequate funding, and many others plaguing Ghana's theatre industry. We'll be hearing from experts on what can be done to revive the theatre culture in the country. Welcome back to the Midday News. Let's do some sports, Mubarak.
Yes, Mamiesi. So Hearts of Oak head coach Abubakar Ouattara has expressed dissatisfaction with his team's performance after their latest defeat. The Phobians suffered a 2-0 loss to Legon Cities, their fourth in five matches. They sit 11th on the table with 35 points, only 4 points above the relegation zone.
The concentration of the boys. I think I don't understand. I'll talk to them down in the dressing room. Costa didn't play well, but the defense let us down. We are not there. I don't have only one. I can say he tried his best. It's true we have the problem at that section. Not only goalkeeping, but the center back. We are trying. That's the things we have. We don't have any extraordinary. That's the things we have. We use it.
Yeah, that's the head coach of Accra Hearts of Oak, Abubakar Ouattara.
Thank you, Mubarak. Now, the Foods and Drugs Authority says it expects the Ghana Police Service to build a robust case and prosecute some persons arrested over the weekend for selling unapproved medications. The FDA and partners organized a swoop at an event dubbed Poriel's Pitch and apprehended several exhibitors selling beauty enhancements and other medications that has not been authorized by the authority. Director of Enforcement at the FDA, Virgil Pra Ishan, says those persons will face the law when investigations conclude.
Saturday morning, we went with the officers from the Ghana Police, some officers from FBA, and then from Pharmacy Council. When we got there, we realized that the exhibition was in connection with a lot of products that were not registered by the Food and Drug Authority, though some were registered by the Food and Drug Authority. So the help of the police, we arrested those organizing the exhibition. We took them to the Central Police Station where the products were screened. Those that were registered by the Food and Drug Authority were released. Well, as I speak, those that are not registered by the Food and Drug Authority are still on hold while we conduct investigations further.
Will any persons be put before court in the coming days for that?
Sure. We rely on the police to build up the docket for prosecution. So if you have enough evidence and we think we have to go to court, we will do so.
Transport operators are looking forward to a crucial meeting with the Transport Ministry this afternoon, confident that a conclusive decision regarding transport fares will finally be reached. Weeks of indecisive negotiations prompted some drivers to independently adjust fares, diverging from the directives of their driver unions. While today the Ghana Road Transport Union is sure an adjustment will be reached in today's meeting, Godfred Abolbere is the General Secretary of the GBRTU.
The discussions from the last Wednesday was that although the minister was not there, but the meeting was chaired by the deputy minister, and then we forwarded our factors that we think we want to use to determine the fare increment, and they said they will look at it, and today Monday by same time we'll come and meet. We made him to know that the situation is getting out of hand, so if we don't reach a particular margin by which we write and then informed our members, they may go out and increase beyond what we are all asking for.
Playwrights Latif Abubakar, chief movement and team lead of Image Bureau George Quay, have, among others, listed lack of state-of-the-art facilities and inadequate funding as some of the challenges facing Ghana's theatre industry, hindering it from reaching its full potential. Max Olagbagba has more on this report.
Ghana has had an active theatre scene with a rich tradition of stage plays, with some popular theatre companies producing a variety of plays ranging from traditional folk dramas to contemporary works addressing social and political issues. But all is not rosy for the theatre industry, as revealed by the guest on Showbiz A to Z. Playwright and poet Chief Moomen says due to inadequate funding for the sector, the actors are not even paid enough.
For well over, almost 10 years now, I can confidently tell you that none of my theatre production has made money. Every time we're in deficit. So much so that when I even run Mansa Ward, I wasn't even going to sell tickets. And I always say that we don't even pay what the actors and the performers deserve.
CEO of Globe Productions, Abubakar Latif, says there's an urgent need for a state-of-the-art facility for stage plays in Ghana. He narrates a near embarrassing situation he experienced some months ago.
Very challenging. We were trying to, and it delayed the show
actually, because we tried to bring some of the light bars down to hang our lights in there, take it up.
Well, the gospel music community is in a state of shock on the loss of one of its brightest stars, Kofi Owusu-Dia Anto, popularly known as Koda. The unexpected passing of the revered singer, songwriter, and producer has left a void in the hearts of many, triggering an outpouring of grief and fond memories. My colleague Jacqueline Osmayabwa has more.